Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning being ready to take advantage of what might be some increased milk prices this summer. One of the things I'd encourage you to do as you look over your dairy records is look to see the number of animals that you're going to be freshening from June, July, August, and even into September. We know from research that if we cool our dry cows and pre-fresh cows correctly, we can gain anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of milk on the lactation. So, how much milk could you potentially increase in your production of your herd if you actually cooled those dry cows and pre-fresh cows? If you have freestalls in the dry cow area, fans over the freestalls, if you have a feed line, water soaking system over the feed line is what we would probably recommend, along with supplemental airflow in that area as well. How about your transition cows? Well, this becomes a bit more difficult because a lot of times we have those pre-fresh cows on some sort of bedded pack. Soaker lines at the feed line could be used, but maybe not as effective in these animals. We could put fans over that bedded pack, but we know without being able to cool the air, we could have an issue with the effectiveness of just a fan blowing hot air over cows that might already be hot. So, the incorporation of some sort of evaporative cooling, whether it be cool cells or whether it be some sort of high-pressure mist system, might be the choice so that we can cool the air that we're blowing on the cows. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.